Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An historic shift has just occurred, but all of that could be reversed. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, yesterday, Matt, we were celebrating about the heartbeat law coming into effect on May 1st, a huge victory for life that so many more children will be saved, and mothers too, because mothers do die in the process of abortion. But now we have an alert to give out that we've been talking about earlier about this abortion amendment that's on the ballot in Florida.
Yeah, because what happened in Florida is on May the 1st, the heartbeat law went into effect. You have to understand the magnitude of this.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the magnitude of this. For somebody who's worked in this trench for 35 years, and I'm talking about from 1989 to 2024, trying to overrule the Florida Supreme Court decision called N. Ray T.W. Back in 1989, trying to make sure or prevent the Florida Supreme Court from making a terrible mistake. That wasn't successful. We filed amicus briefs back in 1989. And the Florida Supreme Court had a very activist approach, and they untethered themselves to the Florida Constitution, and they invented a so-called right to an abortion in the Florida Constitution regarding a provision of the Constitution that has nothing to do with abortion. An amendment that was made to the Florida Constitution back in 1980, and we tried to stop that train wreck from happening. We filed an amicus brief, and we were not successful. We lost that, and the Florida Supreme Court went the other way. It was hard to be around at that time and experience that kind of a disappointment. But we didn't give up. We didn't give up, and neither did others. So we worked for 35 years, 3.5 decades. And 3.5 decades later, on April the 1st, we were successful in seeing the overturning of this TW decision. So abortion is no longer considered to be in our Constitution in Florida. It never was, but now we have a Florida Supreme Court decision that clearly affirms that. That means a 15-week abortion law that was being challenged went into effect, mm-hmm. and it means also this heartbeat law
right.
goes into effect, is now effective May 1, which that essentially will stop all abortions in Florida.
Yeah, I'm sure when you got up on May 1st, you had a great celebration before the Lord after all these years of working, and now you've seen this come to fruition. However, you know, the battle has just begun, Matt. We celebrate, but also we don't go off, you know, we still need to be on the front lines because, as we're seeing, the major media is now using this as a scare tactic for people to, as a way for this new law, this abortion amendment, Amendment 4, trying to argue that Florida should pass this radical proposal for abortion for any health reason, in the word health in quotes, yeah. up to 9 months of pregnancy. So we have a huge battle ahead of us.
Yeah, for sure. We celebrate, just like we did with the overturning of Roe versus Wade in the Dobbs decision. But at the same time, we have to continue to fight.
And you
this
know what?
This battle is never going to end, by the way.
That's right. And I think it's no coincidence that this heartbeat law went into effect on May 1st. May 2nd was the National Day of Prayer.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, the issue of life, obviously we celebrate this victory overturning Roe versus Wade. We celebrate the victory overturning TW in Florida. But at the same time, we're talking about a battle between life and death. You know, Satan, as the scriptures say, he comes to destroy and to kill. He is a thief, a liar, and the very father of lies. And Jesus said he is life. He is the resurrection. He came to give life and life more abundantly. There's
right.
that contrast between Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, and Satan, who wants to destroy us. And so
right.
this battle is not going away. So don't think that just by having a victory, we can just simply go back and say, all is well, we don't have to do anything. This is a battle that is going to be with us until the Lord returns.
Right. And you look in the Bible, you see that children were sacrificed to the god of Moloch. I mean, it was horrible back then. You read that and you go, how could they do this? Well, nothing has changed.
I know. So
nothing.
What we have right now in Florida is a great victory. Florida moves significantly in a very quick movement from the most radical extreme state in the nation on abortion to the most pro-life state in the nation on abortion, not only having the heartbeat law, but also having $30 million a year that the Florida legislature has proposed to give for pregnancy help, for wellness and pregnancy support. We have 167 crisis pregnancy centers in Florida, but Amendment 4 is headed to the ballot, and that is backed by Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union. And Amendment 4 will mean that except for parental notification, which is nothing, that you just have to notify one of the parents. You don't have to get their consent. It means nothing. Except for that law, that's the only law that could possibly stand if this is passed in Florida in November, because every other law will be overturned. No law will be permitted. So we're talking about no parental consent. No informed consent. So you can go have a knee surgery and the doctor is going to give you an informed consent. You can go have a cataract surgery. You'll get a detailed informed consent about the risk, about the procedure. You sign off on that. But in abortion, the informed consents will be considered an impermissible restriction on abortion. So no informed consent. You can go kill your child. You can put your life in danger with no informed consent, no reflection period. You can just go down and do it. Your minor daughter can do it, or your grandchild can do it. A 14-year-old can go down and be raped. And then that rapist takes that 14-year-old down to the abortion clinic and tries to destroy the evidence of that rape.
Or the trafficker.
The trafficker, the sex trafficker that has trafficked these people, takes them down to the abortion clinic every time they get pregnant, takes them back out and gets money off of their sex trafficking again. That will not be regulated. Health and safety. So you can go into a nail salon that will have more health and safety regulations than an abortion clinic will have. No health and safety. All of these things will be removed, including who can do the abortion. You know, you think, well, it's a licensed medical doctor. Well, no. Under the provision of Amendment 4, a healthcare provider includes 58 categories of healthcare practitioners. Now, you would think, well, 58 categories. 58 kinds of medical specialties? No. 58 categories. There's only one category that is medical. That would be your MDs and your osteopath, your DOs. The rest of them, most of them are non-medical. So a 911 operator has no medical training. Neither does an orthotic fitter.
Tattoo artist.
A tattoo artist.
Massage therapist.
Massage therapist. And the list goes on.
Right.
So a tattoo artist can be on the speed dial of an abortion clinic.
Oh.
And that tattoo artist can give an opinion about whether the baby's viable, and even if it is viable, whether it's still necessary to protect the health of the mother in a late-term abortion.
And, you know, we've been specifically talking about Florida right here, but don't forget, this Florida is one example. There are many states that are trying to codify abortion in their state constitutions, so everyone should know what is happening in your state and make sure that you're standing for life.
We have a website for both of these. One would be lc.org, and then you have just the / FL Amendment, that's for Florida specific, and we have a lot of information that for those that have connections with Florida, those that want to volunteer in Florida to stop Amendment 4, go to lc.org/FL Amendment. Lots of information we'll continue to update. We also have one that we're updating all of the different states where there's an attempt to put an amendment on the ballot, whether it's a pro-abortion amendment or there's a few attempts to put a pro-life amendment on the ballot. In one state, there's a competing pro-life, pro-abortion amendment that they're attempting to put on the ballot at the same time. That would be lc.org/abortion amendments.
And those are continually changing. So you need to stay, you need to know what's happening in your state.
So this battle is taking place all over the country. We have been working in a number of state Supreme Courts. We filed 9 amicus briefs in 6 state Supreme Courts. The most recent huge victories were Florida Supreme Court And the Arizona Supreme Court both had great decisions finding that there's no right to abortion in their state constitutions. We've had victories in other states as well. But we're also working on the ground regarding these abortion initiatives. This is a battle for life, and it's intense between now and the upcoming November election. For more information, go to lc.org/FL amendment or /abortion amendments for the rest of the country. And for more information on religious freedom and other issues, sanctity of human life and God's design for family, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.